I love it. I was in the system early on, so there's a lot of carryover. Obviously, still have a lot of learning to do, but, we're out there making a lot of plays in OTAs, and we're excited about where things are going.
You, the last time I was here, you primarily blocked in that office.
Yeah.
More routes this time?
I'm always looking for a few more routes. My teammates, the coaches, they know that I'm a very athletic tight end. And obviously, I'm still going to be required to block in the system. We are going to run the ball, have a lot of play action, because all that stuff complements the pass. So I just look forward to being very versatile.
How's it working with
G? Oh, I love Jeep. He's a great coach. He has a lot of great analogies, a lot of great coaching tips to, help. Not just myself, but the young tight ends. And I just like his enthusiasm. He has a lot of enthusiasm. I come to work every day. I'm excited to just get out to practice. Meetings, I'm sitting in meetings with my knee bouncing up and down because I just can't wait to get out to practice. So he's definitely got all the tight ends excited to play.
What's one of his best analogies, football is like?
He always references a lot of baseball terms, when you're running to the sideline, get to first base, you got to post up. He always references the Warriors with a lot of, pick and rolls type things. So we talk a lot about the Warriors. So he has a lot of different terms that he uses from other sports and applies it to football.
Can you tell a difference having a position coach who's called plays in
an office? He just comes in with a lot more confidence. The things he talks to us about, the things we go over, we watch a lot more film, not just on us, but what other tight ends have done. We watched a clip a few weeks ago of every touchdown a tight end had last year, which was like 120 or some clips. So we're watching a lot of different things, seeing what we can pull from other guys and what we can learn from a lot of other tight ends around the league. I don't want to say it was forgotten. I just think we just had to do things a little differently. A lot of different things worked last year. We had to try to get the run game going. I was busy, blocking, Khalil Mack and Justin Houston and those guys on the edge. So I think with the system Mike McCoy has, he has some answers for those guys and can make it to where the tight ends can be more available in the pass game.
Does it help or hurt you in terms of getting up to speed by the fact that at left tackle there's Donald at one day and Ty the other and Garrett Bowles might be in there or something?
No, I don't think it does. I'm a veteran guy now, so and Donald's a veteran guy. Ty's been around, so we all know how to communicate. Bowles, yeah, he's a young guy, but when we tell him to do something, if he says something, I correct him. We try to make things right. So it's not hard for me at all. I bounce left and right all the time, so I'm working with different guys all the time. So it's not a big issue for me at all.
It's a very competitive business. You well understand that. Can it be even more competitive with a new staff? Reset button, everybody has to prove it.
Absolutely. Every year I always say, you're not a shoo-in. You got to compete. Every year you got to compete. And these practices have been more competitive in these OTAs than they have been in the last 2 years, I think. So there's a lot of talking going on out there. Defense is getting at us. We're getting at the defense. So today's practice was very intense, and it was fun. We enjoy it.
Are you more turn-the-other-cheek guy, or do you enjoy the talking?
Oh, I enjoy. I very much enjoy the talking. I don't mind that at all. I love to play physical, as you guys know. I love to get my nose dirty on the line of scrimmage, so I enjoy that.
So yesterday, when we could watch, the offense had a really good day yesterday. Was that the
role? I believe we had a great day today. Obviously, nothing is perfect. We can always get better. But the defense definitely knows there's a lot of different formations they have to see, a lot of different pass routes we're running. The play action looks just like the run, so the defense just can't sit there and tee off on us. There's a lot of things they got to think about before and after we snap the ball.
And that's clicking better for you guys.
I believe so.
Virgil, to get back to what Mark was saying about the competitiveness, are you getting an indication that the offense is getting its attitude back, its swagger back?
I mean, that's what we talk about every day. You know, we go out there, our main objective is to, you know, agitate the defense. We want to go out there, get them all hot and bothered, and, you know, get our confidence rolling. So I believe that is our, you know, objective, to go out there and, you know, try to agitate those guys.
Is getting Vaughn or Akeem hot and bothered, is that a good idea?
I believe so, yeah. I mean, I don't care about agitating anybody. Like I said earlier, I like all that. I'm trying to watch my language up here. You know, so I like getting in the heat of things. That's what football is all about.
What kind of growth and presence have you seen in Trevor Siemian and
Paxton? You know, these guys, this is a difficult offense. There's a lot of substance to this offense, and I've always said I wouldn't wish quarterback on my worst enemy. But they still have a lot of time. We got training camp. So I do think these guys are learning not just what we're doing, but they have to see the different things our defense is doing. Our defense is hands down one of the best in the league, so it is tough to go against those guys. But I think we're making a lot of progress. We're making a lot of plays. For as much substance as this offense has, I think these guys have adjusted really well.
Bird, you know Colin Kaepernick pretty well.
I do.
What do you think about him in this ordeal still not being on the team at this point?
I think it's crazy. Cap is a great quarterback. He's a smart quarterback. He's very competitive. So it is kind of shocking that he is not on the team, but at the same time, you know, there's a lot of different opinions and viewpoints out there, and they don't all agree with Cap. So it's something that I think he has to deal with. But ultimately, I think he should be a quarterback in the National Football League.
Why do you think he's not?
I mean, I really don't want to go into that, but it's yeah, I don't want to talk about that. You know, our motto this year is truth, and he's really all about that, you know. And that's what I'm all about, you know. If you mess up, you make a mistake, own up to your mistake and correct it. And I think that's really going to carry us on. And, you know, he's talking to guys, not just like a lot of coaches can be guilty of talking to us like we're kids, you know, like we're still in college, we're in high school. We're grown men, you know. So it's tough to talk to players like that, and he doesn't have that. He talks to us like we're men. He respects us like we're men, and a lot of players answer well to that.
All right, thanks, Virgil.
Thanks, Virgil.